What up, Doc Squad? I see that you are still here listening to the High Ticket Doc Podcast, and I absolutely love that for you. There is a lot of great content here. However, I did want to let you know that we are in a new location under a new name. I want to encourage you to pull up your favorite podcast app, go to the search bar, and search for the Doctor Coach School Podcast. If you love this podcast, then trust me, we are leveling up our transformational coaching and everything that we talk about on this podcast in the Dr. Coach School Podcast. So join me over there. Listen, feel free to binge listen to as much as you want here, but also for brand new episodes every single Monday at 5 a.m., join me on the Dr. Coach School Podcast. As soon as you pull it up, make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Peace and love. What up, Doc? Welcome to the High Ticket Doc Podcast. Are you a woman doctor who wants to start a coaching business, but you don't know how to get started? Does the idea of coaching others seem exciting and completely scary at the same time? Do you want to learn how to show up powerfully online, sell with confidence, and make your first 100K, even if you're a brand new coach? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. I am your host, Dr. Kimmy, double board certified physician and professor. I am also your high ticket start coach. This podcast will give you actionable strategies to launch your first high-ticket program and make your first 100K without overwhelm. Let's do this, sis. So we started talking about this last week, y'all, right? How to sell.
So today, we're still talking about how to sell, and we're going to talk about how to create your lead magnet. So I have a question before we get started. Who sold anything this week? Did you sell anything this week? What have you sold this week? So just yes or no. Did you sell anything this week? Anything. Not just coaching. Anything. For those of you who said no, I want to submit. I want to offer that you did sell. You did. 100%. I know that without a shadow of a doubt. You sell every single day. Every day. How is that true? How is it true that you're selling like every minute of the day? How is that true? Is that true? You're always selling. Even if you haven't started your business, you're selling. And not just with patients. I know we've talked about that. We've talked about selling with patients, right? Like selling treatment plans, etc. It's not just that. You're always selling, right? Posting online and getting comments. Some of y'all like the best salespeople. Just posting on Facebook, Instagram, posting anything and getting people to react. That's sales. Right? That's selling. You're selling your viewpoint, your ideology, your message, your ideas, a joke. Even if you're just selling a meme, right? You're selling. You're always selling. If you're a parent, how are you selling? Because if you're a parent, you're also selling all the time. Because these kids, how are you selling? How is that true? That when you're a parent, you're also always selling. Right? And think about how much energy that takes. I just had to do that with my kids. Really, my daughter, she was trying to come in here. Y'all, I'm going to let y'all meet Sila one day. And my daughter's name is Sila, and she is going to be a CEO. I just know it. In fact, she said that. She said she's going to be a CEO when she grows up. And I believe her because she's just like, I've just never met anyone like her. Like, she's like, what? But it's like, I have to constantly sell her on like, the stuff that she just needs to do, like brush your teeth, right? Go to bed. wipe front to back when you're doing all these things. I'm like always selling, right? It's 100% sales. And many of us do that multiple times a day, right? If you're selling all day, every day, patients, family and friends, even just having a conversation, calling someone on the phone and then getting them to stay on the call with you is sales. We talked about social media comments, what you do with your patients, what you do with your children, even just like driving down the street, negotiating a turn, like you're selling, like you put on your turn signal, you're like, can you let me over? Like that's all that sales. We're so anti-sales sometimes, but like we're literally always selling. And all I'm saying is, how about we just take that, we just package it, and then actually have an impact and change people's lives and get paid. Like that's it, right? Get paid on our own terms, build our own table, right? Because when you had to sit for that job interview at your job, you had to sell yourself. And all I want you to do is now sell yourself on you, right? So I just wanted to start there, right? Because sales has this like negative connotation, this negative vibe, right? It's like, oh, I don't want to call myself a salesperson. Imagine the word, we all have strong feelings about the word coach. Some of us have feelings. I'm going to do a whole masterclass on coming to terms with the word coach. But like, if I said that you were a salesperson, you'd be like, what? Salesperson? No, never. Not me. No. Right? Because we see sales as like immoral, like I'm taking someone's money. Or are we just exchanging value? Right? We're exchanging value. We're solving people's problems. We're changing people's lives up in here. Right? Sales is not a dirty word, 100%. But some of us act like it is. And even if you're saying the words that it isn't, you are acting at, like it is. Because when that repulsion, that like, ooh, I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, right? You second guess yourself, like all of that. That's coming from a belief, a deep internal belief that you have to change if you want to make money. Okay? You have to change that. Okay. And like for some reason, like our college, our med school or doctoral program sold us an education. We didn't see it as icky because we were going to get something tremendously valuable out of it. So we didn't see it as icky. We were just like, yeah, I mean, this price, that's how much it costs. $1 million. Like, how much did I pay for it? Oh my gosh. I don't even want to think about it, right? Like, I had no business going to the undergrad I went to. No business, because I should have gone down the street for much less money, right? But like, I didn't even consider, it was just like, yeah, that's how much it costs. But when it comes to us selling, monetizing our intellectual property, there's a lot of noise going on out there. When it comes down to us monetizing our intellectual property, we're like, oh no, it's like, we're doing it anyway. Like, can we just, let's just shift and make some money from it in our own way with our own intellectual property, right? Like sell us, right? Sell ourselves on ourselves and then sell, monetize our mind, right? Like that's all I'm trying to get y'all to do. So, okay, how to sell, right? So we're going to be creating our lead magnet. Okay, so some of you guys, we're in various stages of the business, right? Like some of you guys have actually started your business. You hear the term lead magnet and you know what that means exactly, right? Some of you might not have started business, but you're like in the entrepreneurial world. You're listening to lots of podcasts, going to lots of masterclasses, right? And doing all the things. So you've also heard this term. And some of you might not know what a lead magnet is. So we're going to talk about it. So the term lead magnet, if I say lead magnet, what does that mean to you? What have you heard? What is a lead magnet? Just as it stands. What is a lead magnet? If you are anything like me, you have amassed a large quantity of lead magnets. So what is a lead magnet? What does that mean to you? I'll start naming a few. So I've seen ebooks, right? I've downloaded a lot of lead magnets, right? That are ebooks. And often someone who is now like essentially someone in your community, right? Or even if they're not in your community, maybe they're a cold audience, meaning they've never heard of you before, but you're using something to attract them in, to get them in your orbit so that they can now learn about you, right? So I've seen checklists. I have actually created all of these so far, right? 5-day, 30-day challenges. I've also created that. So challenges. What else have y'all seen as a lead magnet? A mini book. Yep. Newsletters, right? And usually what you're trying to do is you're trying to collect emails, right? Newsletters, ebooks, checklists, challenges, all of these things. So far I have done all of these. So I have done webinars, workshops. I don't think I've done a telesummit, but really that's just like another similar to a webinar. So all of these are lead magnets. So I'm going to tell you guys, I spent the entire first year of my business here, right? I spent the entire first year of my business in this land. I remember trying to figure out the perfect lead magnet. That was like the first year of my business. I really thought that if I could just figure out the perfect lead magnet, I would have more clients, right? So right after I did my first launch, so you guys know I did my very, very first launch. It was called Procrastination to Purpose, right? Oh, but forget that. In my first launch, I did a webinar. Some of y'all were on that first webinar with me. Do y'all remember that? Y'all, it was like way back, right? It wasn't that long ago. It was in 2020. It was not that long ago, but I just feel like a completely different person. But I did a webinar, y'all. So I was so proud of myself, y'all. I had literally like 180 slides. I kid you not. 180 slides. In the slides, I legit broke down all of my intellectual property. All of it. I was like, I just like literally just like put it all out there. I was like, first you do this and then you do this. And I had 40, guys, my very first webinar, I had about 40 women on the webinar. You could not tell me I wasn't going to be a millionaire. I was like, yo, this is the best thing ever. I have 40 women on this webinar. Now, granted, about 65 to 70% of them were like people from my church and like friends, but I didn't care. I was like, you know, they're here. Maybe they'll buy. Maybe. The other 40%, 35, 40% were people who had listened to my podcast and like from Instagram and stuff like that. And I was just like, I am going to have the biggest launch ever. I was like, who does a webinar and then has a 5-figure launch, their first webinar? Oh, your girl. Mm-hmm. I was literally on the webinar. I was bugging y'all. I was like, I'm going to have to like tell this story. Like, it's going to be so great when I tell people that my very first webinar, because everyone's going to buy, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to have a 5-figure launch. First webinar. Ask me. I want you to guess. Just guess how many people purchased my program that were on that webinar. Just guess. Just a guess. Numbers. Give me a number between 0 and 40. How many do you think purchased? So remember, my first offer was a $1,000 program, right? $1,000 program. So to have a 5-figure launch, I needed at least 10 people to buy, right? So how many did I have? This is how many people. That's a big, fat 0. No one. Not one person. Guys, not one person. Not one person. No one bought anything. And I was just like, okay, all's not lost. All is not lost. I don't know. Like, for some reason, I was not discouraged. I was like, okay, one webinar is not enough. What if I give them a 5-day challenge, right? Oh my goodness, nothing, no one. I went from a $0 launch, $0 launch. I'll tell you how much my launch was in September, but $0. This is the first month that I was trying to make money in my business. I would have called myself an entrepreneur, but I actually didn't start making money until May of 2020. So I was calling myself an entrepreneur for a while, but like wasn't actually selling anything. But my first launch, zero, nothing. Okay. But then I was like, okay, how about I do a challenge? Like maybe one day, it's not enough, right? They need to be able to digest the information, incorporate it, get some wins, right? Some quick wins. Let me do a 5-day challenge. When I say I put everything into this challenge, because I was still working full-time clinically, still at my full-time job, and nothing in my life changed. It was like in the heart of COVID. This was like when COVID was still like, what is this thing? Like, what is COVID? What is a COVID? Like, what's happening, right? So I went to work. I was like, I am going to give these women literally the best experience that they have ever had. I was like, I'm going to give it like just massive value. I poured my entire heart into this challenge, y'all. Some of y'all were on that challenge too. It was good. It was good. In that, everyone felt great, right? The challenge was called the Push Through Procrastination Challenge. So many wins. I gave everything. Like, I was exhausted because you guys know I'm an introvert. I know I come across as like very like charismatic, maybe. I don't know. But I tell people I'm an introvert now and they sometimes don't believe me. And I'm like, no. I am an introvert, like legit. Like, I need to be alone to recharge. That's why I wake up at 4 a.m., right? So I gave everything, y'all. Everything. The testimonials I received were amazing for this challenge. One woman said in one of my challenges, I did like 3 challenges last year. In one of my challenges, one of my women said that she saw the sunrise for the first time because of me. What? Like, oh my gosh, right? I gave. I want you to ask me for that challenge. How many people? So the first challenge, I had like 30 people in the challenge, right? It was awesome. Still, I'm a brand new baby entrepreneur. I'm like, I got 30 people to show up for a challenge. Like, that is amazing. That is amazing. How many people bought? How many people do you think bought from that challenge? Give me a number between 0 and 30. How many people bought? I am curious what your thoughts are. Remember, I got amazing testimonials. I gave my all. Like, I literally gave my all. Zebra! No one. Not one person bought. Not one person. I remember logging off and like logging off the final night of the challenge. And I was spent. I was like literally just like my brain was tired. My brain was like, whoa, right? And I wanted to revel in the fact that I just like poured into these women. And this is why I'm bringing this up, is that you guys might be there, right? Like, you're doing all the things, right? And you're giving massive value. Even just something as simple as a Facebook post or an Instagram post. Like, you're giving so much value. And I want you to give, right? Like, giving is literally, like, given it shall be given. Like, it's amazing, right? But at the same time, how much do you think I could have done that? Right? Like, if I continue to have these 5-day challenges and sell nothing, at some point I burn out. And then you guys would not be getting the benefit of this masterclass today. And my clients wouldn't get the benefit of the program that I've built for them, the amazing program that I've built for them. Right? So like at the same time, while yes, we need to get leads, right? I'm not saying we need to do all of this. I'm going to teach you a new way in a second. But yes, we need to get leads. Yes, we need to get new eyes on our business so we can help more people, right? But bouncing around in this world, right, of every single month, okay, what's the new thing? The ebook. Let me write the ebook. Let me do the checklist. Let me put out the challenge and then the workshops and then the webinars. After that challenge, the next week, no one bought. I decided to do a webinar again. I'm like, let me try again. Right? I did have one person buy on that webinar. I'm like, we're moving on up. Hey, okay, one person, right? Did she actually buy from the webinar? Yeah, I think she did. One person, right? So it's like literally just being here in this world, right? Getting stuck here and getting stuck in the perfection, right? Like trying to make all this perfect. Put out the perfect ebook, do the perfect newsletter, the banging webinar with 180 slides, right? Checklist, challenges. Like if I stayed here and just kept going, I would not, this group wouldn't exist today. So you guys would not be hearing my voice on a Monday night at 7:35 p.m., right? This group wouldn't exist. My current clients would not be served. Because I would have already burnt out. 180 slides, girl. Like, what in the world? My current clients that I serve in purpose would not be served, right? Their lives wouldn't be changed. I think about my past clients who have launched their businesses. The lives that they're impacting, that wouldn't have happened because I would have been burnt out. I would have been here. Just like trying to do, and the thing about me, because remember, y'all remember who I am, right? I am the procrastinator, right? In chief. I'm the chief procrastinator, right? Like recovering, right? So it's like a chronic disease. You never fully get over it, but I am no longer bound by my procrastinating tendencies, right? But perfectionism is mixed up in there. So it's like, I would spend so much time. I just remember just like sitting up till all hours of the night, putting together my slides, putting together these checklists. And I just didn't understand because like the people weren't coming, or they would come, but they weren't purchasing, right? And there was a subtle shift, a subtle but so such a powerful shift that I made in my business and in my mind that got me to six figures without this. Still have a lead magnet, but it's just not this, okay? Are you still here with me? Are you ready to hear the changes I made, right? Here it is, y'all. I became the lead magnet. I became the lead magnet. This is amazing news, right? This is amazing news, because what it did for me was it took all of the mind drama. I call her your cavewoman, your unconscious mind. She's up there just spinning around. She's the one that makes us spin around in overwhelming confusion, right? And keep us inside the cave of perfection, right? I let that go. And I said, how can I become the lead magnet? And I remember when I had this conversation with myself, I was like, how can I show up and attract? How can I show up and become the, have we talked about this in here? The lighthouse, right? Rather than the tugboat. So I decided to, if I'm going to bring ships in, right, into the shore, I was going to be a lighthouse standing tall, shining the light, rather than being the tugboat in the water, pulling the people along, right? I became the lead magnet. I shifted my whole business model. I got rid of all of that stuff. Right now I have one lead magnet, one of the official lead magnet, right? Like a free mini course, right? That I sometimes will put out here and there sporadically, right? But I shifted my focus to me. To me. I went all in on me. I went deep on me. Me. And then I started showing up powerfully. I became the lead magnet. Me, myself. And this is good news because this means that you guys can do it too. How can I become the lead magnet? How can I show up and attract? Yeah, that's the question, right? But the first thing that I want you to do is just commit to saying, I am the lead magnet for my business. That's the first step. I am the lead magnet for my business. How do you do it? Remember the candle? It's still burning. It's burning down, like way down in here. It's burning. You're starting to see it, right? You are the flame. And like a moth to a flame, people are drawn in. How? How does that happen though? How do you become the lead magnet? How? How does that happen? How did I become the lead magnet in my business? First, I just made the decision and I got rid of everything. I simplified everything in my business. I stripped away all of the stuff from before, all of this stuff. I have checklists for days. I have eBooks for days. I did all of this, right? I was in tugboat energy and I needed to move into lighthouse energy, right? So I had to get rid of all of this stuff, right? That's not to say there's not a place for it, okay? But in the beginning, when you're growing your business and trying to hit your first six figures, this is where you need to be. So the first thing is making the decision, right? The second thing is simplifying everything and just getting rid, just like making the commitment. Because here's the thing. The thing that you're going to want to do, your brain is going to want you to do this. It's going to want you to complicate things. It's going to want you to listen to how many of you guys are doing this. Be honest. You're listening to podcasts and you're listening to gurus and you're like on the interwebs, all up and down the interwebs, looking at what other people are doing and sort of deciding to model your business after that. Like, just like that was me. I was on everybody's podcast. I was just like, and I love podcasts. Like, I have a podcast, right? No shade to podcasts. There's a place for it. But I didn't understand that those people didn't start off that way, right? I'm thinking, oh, they're writing an ebook every month. Does that mean I need to write an ebook every month? They have a team. They have, like, I don't see any of that, right? And that's not how they started. But I'm modeling myself after people, like, trying to, like, in tugboat energy, just, like, pull people along, right? A magnet attracts. A magnet attracts, right? How do people become attracted to you? We've talked about this. So I'm going to tell you right now. How do people become attracted to you? When you do this, people will have no choice. So this is number three. Number one, make a decision. Number two, simplify everything, get rid of it all. Number three, live in your transformation. You guys think, some of you think, I think some of you think that I am like literally, this is like a gimmick or something. Like, I'm telling you guys, the more I go in on me, the more money I make. The more I work on my belief and I live in the transformation and I'm just living in the transformation, people are drawn to me. Sometimes it happens very quickly and I'm just like, what just happened? Like, I'm signing clients and I'm like, what just happened? It's this, like last Wednesday, I was in this space. I was just like, I was deep in my own belief. I was deep in my transformation. I was like, I need to coach myself. Like, there was some stuff I was working through, y'all, because I still have belief issues, right? Like, I still be struggling from time to time. That's why I have my own coach, right, to help me with these issues. I have several coaches, but I have my own coach that helps me with seeing my brain and all of that stuff, right? I was deep in this land to the point that one of my team members, I had told her, I was like, you have to take my meetings and also clear off some of my meetings. Like, I can't even do my meetings because I was just like laser focused on like getting to the bottom of, you know, some of the beliefs and like creating new beliefs. And like, I was just living in that transformation. And I'm telling you, that is when people are drawn to you. They're literally drawn to you. And here's the thing. It is hard to live in your transformation when you're living in the land of this. This is overwhelm, right? This is in the beginning, but we don't have the resources to be able to hire a copywriter. Because that's what we're not seeing, right? The back end of these other businesses, they're hiring copywriters. They have people doing this, right? This is hard to live in transformation when you're living here, when you're here, right? And this, for me, because you could be different, but for me, this led to a lot of mind drama, a lot of cavewoman drama, a lot of spinning. The spin, right? The spin. Here's the thing about the spin. The spin is like, you're just kind of going in circles. You're just kind of doing your thing and you're moving. It's like you just this and that and the, and you're keeping yourself busy. You're busy, right? I remember I was so busy my first year. I was hustling. Your girl was hustling, okay? To the point I hired, y'all, at one point, I hired a launch strategist. Why'd I hire a launch strategist? Oh, if I could help someone with the back end of my launch. Back end of my launch? What back end? Like, There was no back end, y'all. I had no business. That situation did not work out. Y'all go listen to my quarter four review of 2020 if you want to hear that story. Because how you mess up a back end that's not even there? This is what I don't even understand. To this day, I'm like, I paid this lady how much money? She messed up the back end and there was not a back end to mess up. That is hard to do. Like, what in the world? What was I doing? Y'all go listen to that episode. But like, what was I doing, right? I was living here. I was in the, y'all are laughing at me. It's hilarious. It's okay. I laugh at myself now too, right? Because I'm out of it. So I'm like, I can like make all the jokes in the world. But when I was in it, it was a lot of tears. So many nights of going to bed in tears. So many nights of being like, but God, like I have a message. I have, like, I know I can help people. That was the part that hurt, right? Because it's like, I knew I had a purpose. I knew this was my purpose. I knew it. I felt it. Some of you guys, you have that. You feel it. Some of y'all been rocking with me. You come to the Master God. You're here in this group because you feel the call. You feel the pull. You feel the tug, right? And it was just like, but I'm doing all of this and it's not having the impact, right? Like lives, I wanted to change lives on like a big level, right? Like I'm still not even there yet, right? But I was like, how can I just want to start. Like I want to change lives. And yes, the people who are in my challenges, they would tell you that I changed their life, right? But at the end of the day, I knew that they needed more to be able to sustain what they started in the challenge, right? And I knew, based on what I know about our cavewoman, that it's very easy to slip off, right? To fall off and go back into our own habits. And so I wanted to be able to support them through, like, for the long haul. And it was always my dream to have a long-term program. I didn't want just like a fly-by-night kind of situation. I wanted to like support people through the highs and the lows that are inevitable when you're building a business. But I just couldn't figure out how to do it, right? Until I decided to become the lead magnet. And I went all in on me. Right? Like literally, guys, it was almost like it wasn't overnight, but you would, looking in from the outside, it would appear as though it's overnight. Because once I made the decision, I did start becoming magnetic. I did. And people started raising their hand. And then people started saying yes. I think a lot of us see ourselves in this discussion. That's why I just really wanted to bring it up tonight, right? You want to have an impact. You want to change lives. And you want to make money. And those things are not mutually exclusive. In fact, I would argue that it's impossible to have an impact without that exchange of value. If you don't exchange value, it's almost impossible for there to be a transformation. There's no transformation without a transaction. There's no transformation without a transaction. So I was busy trying to get people transformation in this way, right? But if there wasn't a transaction, they weren't going to get it. And I was like literally beating my head against the wall. Like, why can't I do this? Like, why aren't people, I want them to see the results. I want them to be starting their businesses. I want them to like be living a life of purpose. And once I became the lead magnet and I became a high ticket doc, that is when I started changing lives. And it's literally the best thing ever. Imagine creating a life where like Monday is the best day of the week. I mean, it's like, it's so cool, right? It's so cool. So, listen, y'all. Listen, you need to become the lead magnet. You, it's all about you. You are the lead magnet, right? Live in your transformation. Show up fully in your authentic dopeness, right? Like, yes, there are steps and there are strategies, right? Behind all of this, but the first step is for you to commit to becoming the lead magnet. We've been talking a lot about the concept of like, when is the right time to start? How do I get started? It is possible for you. You can do this. And you may think that there's some perfect time, right? That you have to always be getting ready to get ready. What if this is the time? What if me just saying this means that that is the sign from God that you've been praying for or waiting for? Right? And many of us are like, oh, we're praying and waiting. What if this is the answer to your prayer? Because listen, y'all, it is time. It is time for us to show up, to be the lead magnet, call in our people like the lighthouses that we are, and start transforming lives and changing lives. So I am going to go coach my clients. I hope that next week that includes some of you all. Right? If you want to start this journey, start this process with me as your coach, come on in. Join us, right? In purpose. We have an amazing community. So I love you all. Thank you for showing up every single Monday. It's always such a good time. Y'all let me know if there's any specific topics or anything that you want me to talk about next week. If not, we're just going to keep going with our How to Sell series, okay? Right? Our How to Sell series, I'll be breaking down another crucial aspect of how you can show up and start selling for your community and building that impact and being that lighthouse. All right, y'all. I'm going to hop out. Bye, y'all. Peace and love. Have a good one.